Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Isagro as of the 30th September 2018 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giorgio Basile, President and CEO of Isagro. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good morning. Thank you. Thanks for attending this meeting to everybody. I'm here with some colleagues of mine, in particular our Chief Financial Officer Ruggero Gambini and the investor relator. I would like to, our investor relator Eriola Luciani, but you probably, many people know her. I would like to utilize these minutes to, on one side, quickly comment the third quarter, the 9 months result, on one side, and on the other side, to try to convey some updated message regarding the outlook of our company. Following that, we certainly will welcome questions regarding both parts of this short presentation. First of all, numbers. Well, numbers are indicated in the document which has been circulated, but in summary, the third quarter indicates that we are slightly, we are showing the results slightly better than last year in terms of revenues, EBITDA, and result before tax and net result. When I say slightly, the message which I really want to pass is that this year, 2018, is and will close substantially in line with the overall period, which I qualify as a transition period, and I can't use other definition. Why? I will explain in a few minutes, but going back to the numbers. Yes, revenues are 3 million higher than last year in the 9 months. Of course, these 3 million include the 7.5 million generated by the important deal we signed and which became mature in June of this year. Important in terms of P&L for 7.5 pre-tax, important in terms of cash for the same amount. At the EBITDA level, the 7.5 play, of course, relatively speaking, a much bigger role because of the 12.7, which is higher than last year by 20%, actually taking out the 7.5 would indicate 5 million, which is half last year. Now, in making this comparison, we must keep in mind that this amount, which this year is 7.5, is not to be considered extraordinary, because it is ordinary, but irregularly ordered, if I may say so. in the sense that on an average basis, during the 5-year period, 14-18, including 18, we have, on a cumulative basis, recorded 32, 31, I think, something more than 30 million euro as initial proceeds from mid-long-term agreement, which we have signed with third parties. And this is an essential part of our business model. So there is nothing extraordinary. However, it's clear, it's easily understandable that the 31 or 32 divided by 5 makes the 6 point something, but you don't have every year 6, and you don't have every quarter 1.5. Consequently, in comparing the numbers, we have to keep this in mind. Having said so, the net result is 2.6 compared to 1.5, which incorporates what I said before. Financially, in terms of net financial position, we are fully in line with the situation as of September 30 last year, 12 months ago, which is certainly more meaningful than comparing with December, for the simple reason there are seasonal impact effects which on the 12 months rolling basis are already discounted, are offset if you wish. So we have the same level of debt. Compared to December, we have a 6 million higher debt, but I repeat, this is more seasonal structure. 52 million, of course, incorporate the severance that I mentioned before. How shall we close? How do we expect to close the year? Because 1 month and up is left. And since we have partly a business-to-business component, which is by far the largest portion of our business, but partly also direct sales in India, which is important, in Spain, less important, in Brazil, growing, not important, but growing, and in Colombia, same, plus something in the US, 45 days may represent something. In any case, to the best of our capability in this case of forecasting, we should say that we expected to close the year both last year, not sitting around 155 in terms of sales turnover, with a bottom line positive, but between 1 and 2, which means that the last quarter will not give a positive result, but the same was last year. And the same is in the absence of the component which is linked to the agreement with third party. Yeah. This is the situation. The debt will be more or less not so different from the one which was. So no significant variation for the net financial position. Now, having said so, which is certainly not exciting in terms of bottom line result, while being quite safe in terms of financial structure, with the equity around twice the debt, which, by the way, is also lower than the consolidated net working capital, So, picture not exciting for the bottom line. Positive, but not exciting. Good financial structure. So, what does this company mean, really? And then I want to go to the second piece of today. Because I think it is very important, even if sometimes I'm forced to repeat the concept, but it is very important that we update our investors, our counterparts. And I have to tell you that we have a transitional period which started in 2014, and for which 5 years have gone, but other 3 years have to go. The reason why we need another 3 years, for the simple reason that the important, relevant increase in sales, EBITDA, net result, which is expected from the revenues, margins, which the new product for which we have been investing in the last 6 years will generate, will not start before that day. We are not a big company. For us to bring to the market a successful product, and this time will be different from what happened, unfortunately, at the end of the first decade of this century. I'm referring to 2007, 8, 9, when we were expecting something which didn't materialize. This time will be different. That's what is reasonable to expect. Evidence is, for the time, as of today, we have two key markets, Brazil and Europe, for the new product. But we have other areas for which we are working. But Brazil and Europe. Brazil. In June, actually, first days of July, we cashed $9 million from Arysta, an important player who paid a decent amount simply to have a long-term distribution agreement in Brazil. Partly on an exclusive basis, partly on a non-exclusive basis. This is something which is a strong evidence of the trust which the company is. This money is not refundable. Okay. Even if anything wrong happens in terms of registration. However, talking about the registration in Brazil, we applied early October to be included in so-called fast track list, which as the word clearly indicates means simplified, quicker registration process, which is granted to products which are considered important to treat certain diseases for certain key crops. And a few days ago, we got the information that our product has been included in the fast track list. Still, it has to be registered, but the inclusion in fast track is a very important achievement in terms of timing. In the meantime, something important happened. Arysta was acquired by UPL. UPL is a much stronger player in Brazil than Arysta. They will be together. We have been clearly indicated that the new system, UPL Arysta together, expected to sell much more than what they were expected, on the basis of which they have made the agreement, including the initial down payment of $9 million. Without being over-opportunistic, it is objective that UPL and Arysta together have a distribution power not much bigger than Arysta alone. For Brazil, I stop here, but obviously our expectations are higher than in the past. For Europe, we are working, and we have presented in October, 1 month ago, the dossier for the registration. And we are negotiating with certain parties specific rights in pieces of Europe. We are also working for rights regarding certain Asian countries, in particular India, where we shall keep some rights, but we shall negotiate some rights to be signed. Africa, which is a growing continent, which is entirely in our hands in the agreement, the famous origin of 50-50 JV, not JV, 50-50 joint development program. It's not a JV, it's a joint development program. Let me also say that FMC has officially communicated that they expect to achieve at the maturity very important numbers with this product. Something between $250 and $300 million. Of course, they are distributors, so you have to take out the distribution margin, take out 1/3, and you have 2/3 of what I was saying. Something between 160, 170, and $200 million. We are not eliminating the distribution margin to make it comparable with us. We don't know what the number will be, but we are talking about something with a plus minus 20-30% starting from €100 million. It can be 60, it can be 70, it can be 120, 130, but we're talking about big enough. This is our big card. Investors want to invest now, waiting for cashing from 21 on. They should keep this into consideration. Of course, if we talk about short-term result, they will be basically in line with what happened in the last 3, 4, 5 years. So, marginal profit, substantially balanced, some increase probably due to working capital, but not big change. This doing nothing and waiting. Instead of doing nothing and waiting, we intend to work, and we're working, to reinforce the approach of heavy strategic partners, where in the two key assets we have. One is our R&D, better, our discovery capability. This is recognized. We are small, but we have this capability. This is recognized. In the past, we learned the lesson of not investing any longer alone, and we made a 50-50. But even 50-50, taking all the risks of investing in discovery, investing in pre-development, then looking for someone who is a partner, is not what we want to do for the future. We have to, and I am very optimistic, find one partner, two partners, who with us from instant zero, invest in discovery, invest in pre-development, gain some rights to be the developers. This will improve our short-term result will let us carry on our R&D activity without reducing debt, which otherwise we would be obliged not of course impacting anything regarding the new product, not certainly regarding the existing product, but talking about future activity, we have a goal to do that together with other parties. We don't have the size to do it alone. But this is great, great resource of being able to invent new organic chemical molecules is an asset. We have to exploit the asset, have patents, see the instant zero. That's what I'm working, I'm personally working on it, and I'm absolutely optimistic. On a separate basis, on a parallel basis, we want to find pattern in our presence in distribution where we are not a player, a big player, but where we can be reinforced by partner who brings product. Sometimes we can be the majority player, other cases we can be minority. Well, we have to reinforce that. These are two course of actions mean alliances. Alliances in this way, going back to our history, and not story, but history, we are recreating the conditions which were behind the great success we had in the first decade of our life, which the three conditions were partnership, alliances, partnership. We did that in R&D, we did that in distribution, plus acquisitions. So, alliances, acquisition, and a new product arrived. That product was tetracycline. In that decade, it came at the beginning of the decade. In this decade in front of us, it will come a few years later. But it will come, we believe. And it will be as important, probably the more important than the one of the first decade. In any case, it will be important. Coupling it with the relaunched culture, because it is culture, it is a managerial culture, which unfortunately was abandoned in the second decade of our life. Relaunching, and we are doing that, part we have done that, with an industrial partner, GAP, which with Arista in the agreement we signed in Brazil, with the government for a partnership for the Kielaxil in Europe, again, and we are negotiating with other parties. So, new alliances, new product, few years from now, and selected brave decisions in acquisitions. And for acquisition, we are considering mostly the biosolution area. Where, why? Because it is the segment that should grow more, because there we don't have any scale handicap. We are not small. In fact, we are almost big there, and compared to the majority of the players in the bioscience, we have the strength of our research, in this case in the bio products, other than different from the one in the organic chemicals. For organic chemicals, we look and we condition our future activity to partnership. In the bio, we don't need patents. We may have, but it is not absolutely essential because we have the science to work. So 1, 2, 3, recreating these conditions, and we are doing that. Patent we have done, and we are doing that. We intend to go back to the beautiful first decade of our life. You can say, but you need to wait 3 years. Yes, yes. That's why the market, who understandably evaluates us on the basis of the current results, gives us a value which we respect because it is based on the current value, certainly does not reflect in any way the future value of the company, but it is a future. And I stop here.
Sir, are you ready for questions? Mr. Basile, there are no questions registered at this time.
I thank everybody very much for their attendance and I wish a nice day for everybody. Thank you.